This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's free as in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live, free as in no Bernie Sanders. There's no such thing as a free lunch. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you can call to join in. Change the subject. If you don't like what we're talking about, bring up a new one. That's how we work here. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
Riley.
And nobody.
And we are going to kick things off right out of the chute with some good old-fashioned news from Nancy Pelosi. That's the kind of thing that just always charges us up around here. Doesn't it, Rich? Aren't you just waiting with bated breath to find out what Nancy has said so far?
I'm so excited I can barely control my bowels.
Indeed. Of course, what Nancy is doing is pretty much repeating what President Trump is saying. We have to do something about all these guns. So now we have the leader of the House of Representatives. And
yeah, see, my perspective is we need to do something about Pelosi and Trump. Guns are not the problem, they're the solution.
So the question that people on the left would have is, there's a lot of gun violence going on, and we don't want people who have domestic violence on their records or people who have, you know, a history of harming somebody else to have guns. What would you say to them?
I would ask them, who is to judge?
I think they'd want to have a government official judge that, or someone else in power.
I would point out to her that her organization is responsible for more mayhem than any other single organization on Earth. It is the only organization on Earth that has ever used a nuclear weapon in anger against human beings. So I would say that, you know, the real danger is Nancy Pelosi and Donald Trump and the organization that they represent. The United States government, which, interestingly enough, is the only major corporation that's ever violated my rights personally.
Yeah.
Yeah, they definitely have violated the rights, and governments around the world still violate the rights, but the left still wants some sort of solution so they don't feel, or even anybody in general wants to feel safe when they go into shopping malls.
Well, I don't blame them. I want it. I want to feel safe, too. I mean, that's a big part of my happy shopping experience. Not to mention the safety of my loved ones when I'm there. But what I don't do is rely on government to show up. The Supreme Court again found that police have no responsibility to protect you. That is a consistent finding. They are under no obligation to do anything to save your life. So, okay, we should put guns only in police's hands so that they can choose whether or not they wish to protect us.
Whether or not they want to murder us,
right.
Because they're murdering people every day with impunity.
That's so true with the police.
Yeah. The other day I looked at the Washington Post. They keep a database of police shootings that they find through because these things aren't easily findable. You can't go to a government website and find out how many times people have been shot by police.
So no organization wants to give you the information required to overthrow it.
So the Washington Post kind of, you know, they dig through lots and lots of news stories, and they try to identify that number. When I looked a couple days ago, it was at 536 people for the year. It's 544 as of right now. That's what goes on. Now, out of those 546 people, a lot of them, I have no doubt, violated some law. A lot of them threatened the lives of some innocent person. I'll grant you that. But I'll wager if I were to dig through 546 examples of police use of force, I will wager that one or two of those involved, and they even break this out as a separate character, category. Some of these people were mentally ill. Some of these people might not have been with it, and they acted in a way that set off the police. So you have that.
See, a lot of the police are mentally ill. A lot of them are psychopaths and sociopaths, and so we need to remember that as well.
There definitely is a possibility within the police, but at the same time, not all mentally ill people are violent. I wouldn't say that mental illness in and of itself causes mass shootings.
No, that's a good point.
I don't know. The thing that the mass shooters seem to have in common is not even so much mental illness, but psychiatric drugs. Untreated crazy people don't shoot up schools. Only treated crazy people shoot up schools. And that, to me, raises a lot of questions about how well they're being treated.
Yes, and it does. It raises the question of the chicken before the cart, or the horse before the cart. See how my... And for those of you listening, understand that I have Lyme disease. That's not an excuse. That's just explaining why things are going to come out of my mouth that sound stupid.
He's got the lime in the coconut.
The thoughts are all there. They make sense until I try to say them. So it's the question of the cart before the horse. Are these people being treated because they have mental illness, or the other way around? The one thing I can say is that there are going to be lots and lots of mentally ill people who pose no threat.
Right.
Oh, definitely.
Now, the odds of them getting their guns taken away because Nancy Pelosi thinks it's a good idea, and that devout Republican Donald Trump feels that it's no big deal, I call that a violation of your constitutional rights, and either the Constitution is not protecting you, or you have people who just have no regard for it. 855-450-FREE. I want to hear from you. What do you think on this issue?
They can also join us on our Discord line if they want to sound like they're in studio with us, and that's discord.lrn.fm.
You will sound like you are in the studio with us. Yeah, it's pretty scary. And well, I'm going to jump into this article by Politico. Pelosi to Trump used the Constitution to force Senate actions on guns because she's a little frustrated by
use the Constitution to force unconstitutional action.
There is a large amount of irony. Don't step in the irony as I go through this article. Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Thursday called on President Donald Trump to use his constitutional powers. Let me rephrase that. Called on him to use his constitutional powers to bring Senate back in session. Okay, he can do that. Ramping up her efforts to force Republicans to act against gun violence. So,
and I think they should do just that. I think they should come back and they should repeal the Gun-Free Zone Act.
I would go along with that. Gun-free zones are where a lot of shootings happen.
Like,
and it's
all
not,
of them.
Not that
just
they
about.
Happen. Not that it's even almost all of them. It's where people cannot legally defend themselves. That's the part I got a problem with.
And I agree with you, but a lot of people seem to have this feeling of being safe in a gun-free zone. They want to have a place where guns are not allowed.
So we should dig into these last two shootings and see if they were in gun-free zones. I haven't looked that closely, but I'd say the odds are pretty good that most shootings you hear
actually
about,
the Walmart shooting was not.
That's true.
Walmarts are not generally gun-free zones. You know, Texas has certainly a lot of gun control laws.
So Ohio took place in a bar. Now, a lot of states have laws saying that no guns are allowed in bars. I don't know if that was the case, but we can dig into that and find out. The unusual request, which would be extraordinary if Trump were to agree, comes as Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has rejected Democratic demands to cut short the August recess and vote to restrict universal background checks on gun sales after two deadly mass shootings over the weekend. 855, 453, what do you think? Does Congress need to take action? Must this be done right now? Should we be moving quick to violate your constitutionally protected rights? This is Free Talk Live.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733. That's how you can get on the air. and add something to what we're talking about or change the subject completely, this is one of the only open show, open phones radio shows still on the air. We let you talk about what you want, not necessarily what we want to talk about. That's the beauty. In studio, it's myself, Chris. It's Rich. I'm sorry.
Nobody.
It's nobody. And a special guest, and we sort of breezed right into this because we feel like he's part of the gang. Like,
yeah, pretty much.
Riley Blake, I'm sorry, who, there we go, my Lyme disease again. Riley does the Daily Digest for Free Talk Live.
That's right, I do, every single day. And if you want to find the Daily Digest, you can find it at feeds.freetalklive.com. You can find where the podcast main feed that has everything. You can find the feed with just the digest if you want to get a copy of the digest.
And what is the digest?
So the Free Talk Live Daily Digest is 20 to 30 minutes of the best audio clips that I think are the best from the show. And it's really fun to do. I enjoy doing it. I enjoy being able to edit stuff like this and provide libertarian content. I also do a podcast called Anarcho Agenda. And if you want to find that, you can find it at Anarcho Agenda. That's A-N-A-R-C-H-O agenda.libsyn.com. And I work full-time, so I haven't been able to put out an episode weekly like I'd like to, but it's at least once a month at this point, so there are episodes coming out.
Yeah, and it is a really good, you know, I've been on Anarcho Agenda. I think it's Riley really does a great job. He gets some good guests on there. I'm not saying that because I've been on it. I'm saying that I like to listen because I hear some interesting people on there. In addition to Riley, the Daily Digest is great. So we produce a podcast every day. Our live radio show, which is 3 hours, 365 days a year, is also available to download in podcast format. And that's kind of cool. But not everybody has 3 hours to listen to Free Talk Live's podcast. What Riley does is he curates what he thinks is the best of the show, condenses it down to about 30 minutes, and produces it pretty much every day. So on behalf of everyone at Free Talk Live, thank you, Riley.
You're welcome. And I like doing the digest because it allows people who don't want to listen to an entire show during their commute or whatever, they can listen to the digest on their drive or whatever. It's easy to consume.
So it's nice. A good alternative. But first, I want to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com. allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meet in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for, and use of the site and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. That's local.bitcoin.com.
And look for Pope Nobody.
Pope Nobody, are you actively trading on there?
I'm trading on local.bitcoin.com and also localbitcoins.com.
Cool. I have Bitcoin Cash available through local.bitcoin.com, but it's only in person and only if you're in Keene, New Hampshire, and only if you're coming to my store.
Yeah, see, I mostly do it through Zelle.
Yeah. So a lot of people will do online, and hey, that's the nice thing, is you can choose how you want to sell, if you're a seller, how you want to get paid. And some of these types of payments can be higher in risk, and they will demand a higher price. And some things that are really low in risk will be available, Bitcoin Cash, for a lower price. That's how markets work. Sometimes the seller has to take some risk to provide the service, and the buyers have to pay for that.
Yeah, especially, you know, with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, if you want to risk transacting with high-risk stuff, you're going to have to pay the price for it.
Absolutely. Yeah. And, Riley, you're from Utah.
That's right.
Where it Where at in Utah are you from?
I'm from the St. George area. It's about 300 miles south and west of Salt Lake, and I'm about a two-hour drive from Vegas.
So that to us sounds like the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Because I've lived in places that were literally the middle of nowhere. So once you get out of, tell me a little bit about Utah. When you get outside of Salt Lake City or Provo, is that the other big town? Are there more big towns I don't know about?
Salt Lake and Provo are the bigger cities in Utah. Northern Utah is more crowded than Southern Utah, I think. I think Southern Utah is, it's growing a lot faster now. I remember growing up, it was really small. And now it's growing a lot faster. But Southwest Utah, St. George is probably one of the bigger cities in Southern Utah.
Cool. I'm going to find out all about it because my son, he's come up with this scheme where he's now on vacation till he dies. He got into snowboarding, moved up here to New Hampshire, and became a snowboarding instructor. And then he decided he'd like to go to California, so he found a job as a snowboarding instructor at Mammoth Mountain. So he tells me next year it's going to be Utah. So my son will be headed to Utah, and I'll find out where he's settling down. But it'll be somewhere with a lot of snow and snowboarders.
That'll be up in the mountains or northern Utah, that's for sure.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
But it's great to have you in here, and it was nice having you in our shop today.
Yeah, for sure. It was nice.
It's just
nice.
Good to hear you.
Yeah, it's just really nice being in New Hampshire. New Hampshire is one of my favorite places to be because, you know, a lot of people, especially, you know, out in the United States, they talk about wanting freedom in their lifetime. They talk about wanting to live free and having the availability of, you know, libertarian ideas or even more liberty-oriented ideas in their state or even their local area. But yet, here in New Hampshire, it's amazing. There are people who are libertarians, who are wanting to be free in their own personal lives, and it's just amazing to me to be in a place that is more free than anywhere in the United States.
Absolutely. Now, last time you were out here, you had something you wanted to do, and I said I'd be willing to help you do that, and we talked about whether it was legal or whether it was illegal, and the subject was, you know, you're a blind guy.
Right.
You can't see. You're here, sight impaired. How many fingers am I holding up? See, I get no response from him when I do that.
Right.
But he was interested in going shooting. And I said, sure, let's go shooting. And we went out and we blasted some rounds off of an AR-15 and some handguns and 22s and just had a good day. You had a different idea this time. I'm not sure whose idea it was originally, but what was that thing?
I think we're going to try driving without a license and see what happens.
See, no, I love that. Now, you absolutely could, and it's legal, to go onto private property.
Right.
And get behind the wheel, and I think that's going to be cool.
I think so, too. It's going to be fun.
Better yet, take you out on the road and see if you get pulled over. join us next week, hopefully, to hear more of the escapades of A Blind Guy Drives in New Hampshire. 855-450-FREE. Give us a call. Do you think this is a good idea of Riley to drive? This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in El Paso, Texas, say both the state and federal government will pursue charges against the accused Walmart shooter. 21-year-old suspect Patrick Crucius has already been charged with murder by local officials. El Paso Police Chief Greg Allen.
Texas will prosecute first, and then then the federal government will do a secondary prosecution.
It's possible the suspect could be given two death sentences. A stabbing rampage in two cities in Southern California has left four people dead and a half dozen businesses robbed. Garden Grove Police Lieutenant Carl Whitney.
Our suspect pulled in his vehicle and confronted our victim and attacked him for no apparent reason. There was no robbery or whatever. He just attacked the guy pumping gas. He sustained traumatic injuries.
A 33-year-old man from Garden Grove is in custody. This is USA Radio News.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GZN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GZN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. That's the number you call to get on the air. That's 855-450-3733. I want to hear from you. What do you think of all this gun control talk that is coming out of the mouths of, no, I'm not going to say Democrats, I'm going to say Republicans? What do you think of your president advocating unconstitutional actions? I know it upset a lot of conservatives when Obama did that. Remember this famous line? I've got a pen and I've got a phone. That was Obama's call to do executive actions. Now you have Trump saying things like, and I quote, I like to take the guns first. We'll worry about due process later. That's your president.
That's not how any of this works.
Exactly. Nothing works like that.
But that's how Trump wants it to work. And what do you think about that? I, frankly, am disgusted. I was a lifelong Republican. I was active in the Republican Party for an awfully long time until the Republican Party decided to be the modern conservative version of the Progressive Party. Just doesn't sit well with me. What do you guys think?
I would tend to agree. I think what concerns me about the Trump movement and the people who love Donald Trump is they love Trump because he's not doing what the quote-unquote Democrats are doing. They're so terrified of what the Democrats are doing, what the other side is going to do, that they want to support this guy who could be potentially... He's definitely a statist. I'm going to be blunt and say that Donald Trump is definitely a statist. But, you know, they're so worried about what the Democrats are going to do that they're willing to tolerate statism.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the Republicans have always been apologists for statism.
Of course they have.
They've always venerated the state. You know, and I've never understood how they got mistaken for a small government party in the first place. You, I mean, it can only be by comparison to the Democrats.
Well, in modern times, certainly not. There was a time when Republicans spoke even more fervently of a desire for a small government. It's been a while, but you even going back, let's just talk about the 20th century. You know, you had Teddy Roosevelt. Everybody admires Teddy Roosevelt because, heck, his likeness is on Mount Everest. Mount Rushmore. But he was a progressive. That's what he did. He came up with ways to seize lots of land all across the country because he wanted parks and he wanted them named after him if it could be done.
But Chris, don't you want to protect land? Don't you want to protect the environment?
I do. That's why I oppose government ownership of land. They need to get out of that business. Rich?
Yeah. Anything government does badly. And the parks are just one more example. And I think I'm catching your Lyme disease.
I think if more people would think about, you know, what does government do really well? Go ahead, I'll wait.
Kills people.
They provide health care, don't they?
Not really.
I mean, VA healthcare is the most directly government. That's single payer in America, and the people who are getting VA treatment are like blowing their brains out in the lobbies of VA hospitals. So
now, people have said that the VA system has gotten better since it really was dying there. I mean, everything was going wrong. It got a lot of press, so they gave it a bunch more money, and the VA system is marginally better now. But that can't be your end solution. When it gets really bad, you're just going to throw more money at it. That doesn't make any economic sense at all.
Yeah, I mean, the idea is when you're doing badly, you're supposed to make less money, and other people are supposed to come in and make more money because you're incompetent, and then you go out of business. The VA failed at its mission. It should have been liquidated in bankruptcy, and the hospital should have been sold to people who would operate them properly.
People that have the profit motive, who would do the right thing to make more money. I hate to say this, but capitalism actually works. And it's not really, I didn't even want to use that word. I'm going to say that
free markets work better.
Free markets do, but incentives work.
Yeah.
Incentives can change your behavior. That's what incentives do. And if you can create positive incentives for people to do a good job, you will get a good job. If their livelihood depends on it, they'll do a better job. But
exactly. If someone's livelihood depends on providing you health care, and they do a terrible job of providing you health care, they're going to lose their job because you're not going to go shop with them anymore, or whatever term you want to use.
Exactly. Absolutely. And they also have protections. That's another aspect of government-run systems, is you can't sue them. They can do a horrible job, and all they'll do is say, well, evidently you didn't give us enough money.
Or
you want us to do a better
right
job.
Politicians in power either.
Right. Team Blue's in charge. You need to put Team Red in charge. Now, they both believe in the same thing, but still, those blue guys.
And they both drive us further into the red with every administration. Trump was supposed to cut back on Obama's insane spending, but Trump's spending's even more insane than Obama's.
He's running a bigger deficit from what I hear.
He is, and that's not going to change. It can't change because he's also decided he wants to play a trade war. He's fighting with the Chinese, and the Chinese announced that they will no longer buy agricultural products from the United States. That's not saying we're not going to buy part of our soybeans anymore from the United States. That's saying we're not going to buy agricultural products, period, from the United States. Now, it's going to be interesting to see what Trump's base does. Probably apologize for him and say, well, you know, can you imagine how much worse it would be if there were a Democrat in there?
Well, actually, this particular problem probably wouldn't exist if a Democrat were in charge. Even though it's what they're supposed to believe in. You know, we're supposed to have tariffs and the government's supposed to control all the trade. But in this case, the Democrats are actually on the right side just because Trump happens to be on the wrong side.
Trump has been so bad on free trade. He has. How can you say bad on free trade? He despises free trade. He does nothing to promote free trade. He attacks free trade. That's what Trump does. In the meantime, he raises the costs on every possible item you can imagine on Americans, because this ends up being a tax on Americans. When Trump says, you know, we're gonna start putting an import tax, a tariff on all German cars, that means if you want a German car, it's going to cost you more. It's not going to cost Mercedes-Benz anymore. They're going to make it anyway, and
they're just
going to
pass the tariff price on to you, the consumer. And I think that's going to happen with Apple products and products and electronics made overseas in China coming up with Donald Trump's tariffs, because the price of smartphones and whatnot is going to go higher because of your president's tariffs.
Yeah. And Republicans, I used to be one of you guys. This is on you. Is this what you want? You want massive price increases on virtually every product we import. You want to pay that. Is that what you're saying? While you're saying that gun control is good when Trump does it, but it would have been bad had Obama done it. Bear in mind that Trump has passed much more gun control regulations than Obama ever did. So Trump is the worst president in recent memory on gun control.
Even if you trust Trump with a disarmed disarmed population, do you trust the next president with a disarmed population?
That's the slippery slope. That's what we have to get away from. These things can be permanent, like any temporary government program. 855-450-FREE. What do you think? Give me a call. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's our toll-free number. 855-450-3733. Hey, do you accept Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies at your business?
Yes, I do.
Yes, you do, as do I. But they're rich. I gotta start calling you nobody.
It's true.
Nobody. There are a lot of folks out there that run small businesses that don't accept cryptocurrencies. And I've got a place to send them. It's called helpmetakebitcoin.com. Do you operate a retail business, and are you looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to helpmetakebitcoin.com. There is no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just visit helpmetakebitcoin.com and follow the simple steps. Within moments, you'll be accepting cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin and Dash and Bitcoin Cash and all sorts of other cryptocurrencies at your store. Get started now at helpmetakebitcoin.com. That's helpmetakebitcoin.com. I can't tell you how happy I am. It's not to say that it's been smooth. All things in crypto are all relatively new.
Right.
Bugs pop up along once in a while, but it's been pretty good, and the support's been excellent. I have not experienced a problem with that in at least a year. It just works. I get somebody who comes in. They can choose what cryptocurrency they want to pay with, and they scan the barcode, and I get paid. I got paid twice today with cryptocurrencies, and that's not a frequent thing. Yeah, I'm not going to kid anybody and tell me your business will go up 90% if you accept Bitcoin Cash or Dash or something like that.
But somebody will come into your shop if you're accepting crypto and say, hey, I'm happy you're accepting crypto. This is really cool.
That does happen, and I call it crypto tourism. We get those people that are just so thrilled that sometimes they've sought us out because they see online that we accept cryptocurrency. And I think it's a pleasure to see people doing it. That means that acceptance is happening. And,
Keene has more bricks and mortar businesses per capita, I think, than any other city in America taking Bitcoin cash.
It's always neck and neck in the worldwide totals for per capita between us and Portsmouth. You're going there tomorrow, Riley?
I'm actually going to Portsmouth on Monday.
Gotcha.
I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the thing I like about New Hampshire, especially Keene, is I can spend cryptocurrency here. I can spend cryptocurrency to buy my food. I can spend cryptocurrency to pay for lodging if I want to.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of New Hampshire. In Utah, I can't do that. And I do have cryptocurrency. And I would love to be able to spend it. I'd love to be able to buy cryptocurrency. I'd love to be able to sell it. But mostly I like being able to spend it at a brick-and-mortar store because that, to me, is just really cool.
Yeah. And this area is somewhat unusual in how many places we have that accept. And you know, you'll find more places, well, you'll try to find more places in a bigger population. Say you go to San Francisco. There's going to be probably more places that accept cryptocurrency than Keene, New Hampshire, where we broadcast the show from. But you won't find more per capita. You're not going to just be walking down Market Street in San Francisco and be amazed that there's a place that accepts crypto and there's a place. What you get that in Keene, New Hampshire. It's we should have a walking tour. Right? Nobody, that's what you should do. A walking tour of Keene crypto.
Nobody thinks that's a good idea.
It's going to be so much fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'd be down.
So Nancy Pelosi is urging Trump to, quote, use the Constitution to force the Senate action on guns. So let's break down this sentence. Use the Constitution to force Senate action on guns. That's unconstitutional. Every gun law that has been written since the, I'm going to go back to 1789. Every single law is unconstitutional. The Second Amendment is one of the clearest possible amendments that was ever written. The rights of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. What does infringed mean? Anybody?
Interfered with, I imagine.
Interfered with, that's a good way of putting it. Put a hamper on it, you know, keep someone from being able to do it. Infringed, there's no softer word for infringed. You can't say, I want to say infringed, but I want something that sounds less. There isn't. It's just don't do it. It's a clear. It's like the First Amendment, which says that Congress shall pass no law, right?
Abridging freedom of speech. Religion, or anything like it.
Yeah, it's that clear. The second is no less clear than the First Amendment. Yeah. Yet we have people that believe that, well, you can just do away with that one.
And we have people saying that about the First Amendment, too, now.
That's true.
Saying that, you know, we should abridge the right of people to speak if it is some sort of nebulously defined hate speech.
Right.
And I hate people that say that. And I have a right to say I hate people who say that.
Yes, and most hate speech I find abhorrent.
Mostly I hate the stuff.
Yeah, and that's your right, but it's also their right to say it. This is why people go, you know, how did the Supreme Court ever back up the Ku Klux Klan? Well, the First Amendment's pretty clear. You can't make a law that says you can't do something that abridges freedom of speech or freedom of religion or things like that.
Now, I'm sure, like you, I find the KKK to be distasteful, but distasteful does not mean I have the right to abridge their speech, or, I mean, on my private property I could, but I do not have the right to go to Congress and say you need to restrict the KKK speech because it's abhorrent.
Right.
That's very much unconstitutional. Now, of course, their speech is very distasteful and is not something I want to entertain. I personally think they're disgusting human beings. The KKK racism is not something I support at all. I don't support racism at all.
I'm going to go to the phones where we've got Evan calling from Maryland. He wants to talk about cryptocurrency. Evan, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
I'm from New Orleans. I don't know where that came from. But
from our call screener who got that one wrong. My apologies. So what's on your mind?
That's okay. No problem. Hey, first off, before I begin, the guy with the big beard, I can't catch the name. What is it?
Nobody.
Nobody.
Oh, nobody. Well, still nobody. You're by far my favorite.
Thanks, man.
Absolutely. So anyway, that aside, like, you guys keep talking about cryptocurrency and stuff like everybody uses it. I just would like to promote sometimes where cryptocurrency isn't the best method. For example, I tried to pay my taxes with it last year. It didn't work. Tried to get out of a speeding ticket and told the judge I can pay them in Bitcoin. Didn't work. My wife doesn't take it. I lost $1,000 on the poker table. Well, for certain things. Like, I mean, he says all services are not free, regardless if you married me, which wasn't in the contract.
Right.
But still, on the poker table, can't take it. If you lose, you know, a college football or NFL weekend, guess what? Your bookie's not taking it. There's a lot of drawbacks to it. I'm just telling you, cash is still king. That's my only point, man.
I agree with you on that. And cryptocurrency is young, and not every business accepts it. And I don't know of a bookie that accepts cryptocurrency, but they could.
There's plenty of internet gambling sites.
Oh, that's true, yes. So
I want to know the guy that I'm putting my bet down with, you know, even if it's not real money and I can't come up with it if I lose. Like, I still want to know the guy who's going to send the guy to whip my ass. You know, like, that's always that's always important to me.
Well, personal service is important, and any time you're dealing with customer service, that personal touch makes a difference.
Amen. I would have looked.
Go ahead.
I had to call you guys. Y'all have a good night.
Hey, thanks for calling.
All right, peace, man.
Yes. Well, Rich has a fan. That's good.
I got a lot of fans.
I know you do. Rich, I sit over here. I watch the chat rooms and stuff like that, and people rave about you. But we're going to be back, and we're going to talk a little bit more about what Pelosi wants Trump to do, other than, quote, use the Constitution to force the Senate action on guns. It, unconstitutional or not, that's what she wants. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work and play whenever you felt like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man and live a completely free life? You can live this way. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend.